Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Chulin, parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. For this, you really need like a picture book or just a photographic memory of the anatomy of an animal, because this is parak Elu Trefos. So it's going to go through all the different 18 trefos that an animal has. Elu Trefos Bebehema, the following things would make an animal a trefa animal. Nekuvas Haveshet, if the animal had a hole in the food pipe, or Psuk Sagargeras, or it was cut across the windpipe. Nikev krum shel moach, there was a hole in the membrane around the brain. Nikav halev lebeis chalala, there was a hole in the heart that went all the way into one of the chambers of the heart. Nishbara shidra v'nifsak hachutshala, if the spine was broken and the membrane around the spinal cord was cut. Nita lakavid v'lo nishtayra menu klum, the liver was entirely removed. Hareo shenikva, if the lung had a hole in it, that's the most common one. Osha chasro, or the lung was missing some section of it. Those are trefos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that a lung is not a trefa unless the hole goes all the way into the tubes that branch out from the bottom of the windpipe. Nikva hakeva, if the fourth stomach had a hole in it. Nikva hamara, the gallbladder had a hole in it. Nikva adakin, the intestines had a hole in them. Hakeres hapnimis she nikva, or the inner stomach, the first stomach had a hole in it. Oshenikra rova chitzona, or the majority of the outer stomach was torn open. Rabbi Yudom ragdola tefach vaktan Beruba. Rabbi Yehuda says if it's a big animal, it becomes a trefa when it's a one tefach tear, and a small animal becomes a trefa when it's the majority of the layer that covers the stomach that is torn open. If the third stomach or the second stomach had a hole in them, if an animal fell off of a roof, if most of its ribs were broken, if an animal was clawed by a wolf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Drusa Sasei if Bedaka Udrusa Sari Bikasa. Well, it depends how large the victim animal was. If it's a behemadaka, then a ze'ev would be enough to make it a trefa. If it's a behemagasa, it would have had to have been attacked by a lion. Drusa Hanate Ba'of Hadak. And if it was attacked by a certain type of a predatory bird called a nate, then for a small bird that would be enough to make it a trefa. Udrus sagas, but of a gas, it would have to be a bigger predatory bird in order to make a larger bird a trefa. Zakal kloshein kamo achaya trefa. Anytime it cannot survive such an ailment, that is going to make it a trefa. Mishnah Beis veiluk sherus babehema. The following things are not trefos. Nikvar gergeris, if the windpipe had a hole in it. Oshenistika, or it was just cut along the length of the windpipe. Ad kama texar, how much can be missing from the windpipe? Meaning, how much of a hole can it be and still be kosher? Ad ki isar italki, up until the size of an isar italki, a certain type of coin. Nifchasa hagulgolas velonik of krum shalmach, if the skull was cracked, but there was no hole in the membrane around the brain, nikaf halev lo lebeis chalal, or the heart had a hole in it, but it didn't go all the way into the chambers of the heart, nishbara shidra lenifsak hachutshala, or the spine was broken, but the spinal cord wasn't cut, nitla akavid v'nishtayir hemen akazayis, or the liver was taken out, but there was still a little piece left, the size of a kazayis, hamesos lebeis hakos v'shinik v'zal l'tochzeh, if the third stomach and the second stomach had a hole that went from one to the other, nitla l'tchol, if the spleen was taken out, nitla klayos, if the kidneys were taken out. Nita l'chia tachton, if the lower jaw was taken out of the animal. Nita ha'im shala, if the womb was taken out. V'charusa b'dei shamayim, if its lung was shriveled and it happened as a result of illness. All of those things, the animal is going to be kosher. Ha'galuda, remeir machshir v'cham poslin. If an animal was a galuda, which means that the skin was totally skinned alive, remeir says it's going to be kosher. The cham say it's going to be posel. To summarize what we did today, we're not going to go through it is Mishnah Aleph, we said all of the trefos. Mishnah Beis, we said all of the things that do not make an animal a trefa. Next time, we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel.